What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled I Just Bought a Colombian Prostitute and Why I Will Never Ever Do P2P, also known as Pay to Play, again. So, as you guys know by now, I'm out in Cancun. I'm actually on the way to Mérida from Playa del Carmen. I was in Playa del Carmen for one night. I didn't even bother with Cancun because personally, I don't like Cancun. It's just way too touristy. So I go to Playa del Carmen. So, you know what I've been telling you guys for the past couple of months, you know, because a lot of people out there are like, yo, man, it's very hard to get laid. Western woman, you know, they either want to charge you like $400 or $500, like the whore maxer would say. Or Western woman, they just want to go out on a foodie call with you. It's becoming very, very hard, next to impossible, to get laid in America outside of being Chad or being mega wealthy. So what have I been telling you guys? Okay, if you live in America or Canada, get on a plane to Cancun. My ticket from Cancun to Lauderdale round trip was $170. Okay. You get a rental car like I did, or you can take the ADU bus from Cancun to Playa del Carmen. I think the ADU, if you got this car, I'm renting this car for $20. It's a Chevy Aero or Chevy Aveo. It's a Chevy something. But this car, you're not gonna find it in America because it's super basic. Just letting you know, there are cars in third world countries like Mexico that are probably made in Mexico by American manufacturers that you will never ever see in America because they're not up to our standards, supposedly. But anyway, hey, it works and it's automatic, so why am I complaining? So anyways, plane ticket, Lauderdale, Cancun, round trip, $170. You can rent a car for $20 a day. Or you can take the ADU bus for only $13 from Cancun to Playa del Carmen. If you guys remember, I told you when you get to Playa del Carmen, you need to rent a apartment right there on 5th Avenue. And the reason behind it is that you want to be able to take the girls back to your apartment without having to walk a long distance, without having to take a taxi. So you guys out there, when you come to Playa del Carmen, rent an apartment. It's gonna cost you about $60 to $70. The apartment itself is like $50, but of course eBay takes their fee, plus the host has to charge taxes for the Mexican government. So a $50 apartment will end up costing you $70 for one night here in Playa del Carmen. But it's literally right there on 5th Avenue. In fact, after I picked up the prostitute last night, we literally walked 2 minutes, 2 minutes to my apartment. That's how close I was. And that actually works in your favor. So, if you guys remember, when I was in Playa del Carmen a couple of months back, I showed you where all the prostitutes are. They all stand around the nightclub area. Prostitution in Mexico is legal. Let me say that one more time. Prostitution in Mexico is legal. This girl, I literally picked her up right in front of the police. In fact, the woman hang around the police, you know, for protection. So again, prostitution in Mexico is legal. You can go up to a woman, proposition her right in front of the police, and it's totally legal. Anyways, so yesterday around 1 o'clock at night, I was scouting, you know, the woman who were out there. You guys need to understand something, man. Prostitutes, they work from 11 to 3. So you have a window of like 4 hours to pick up a prostitute. They work from 11 p.m. to 3 in the morning when obviously the nightclub's closed. So there was about a dozen prostitutes out there. And of course, you know, I'm scouting them because my type, okay? My type of woman, like my type, is light skin, tall, slender, and straight hair. I don't like curly hair, okay? So, this Colombiana, she was exactly my type. I think she was like 5'8", straight hair, light skin, obviously, slim body. So, I approached her, and I'm like, hey, how much? She's like $200 an hour. I told you guys, for you to get a prostitute, it's gonna be around $200 an hour. Now, I was able to talk her down to $100 for 40 minutes. Initially, she wanted $100 for half an hour, but I'm like, hey, my apartment is right here. And see, a couple of things worked in my favor. That way you can get a good deal with a prostitute is that, number one, your apartment has to be close by. Because if your apartment is close by, she can fuck you, then come back and fuck another dude, okay? So, apartment has to be close by. That's number one. Number two, you need a slow date. I asked her, what's the slow dates you have? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Which, similarly, is the slow days for cab drivers. So, go figure, right? So, if you want a good deal, number one, your Airbnb literally needs to be within a 5-minute walk. Number two, you need to go on a slow night, which is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And number three, you need to go during the slow season, okay? The high season for tourism in Playa del Carmen is pretty much June, July, August, and a little bit of September. And then for winter, it's November, December, and maybe the first couple of days of January. So as long as you go to Playa del Carmen in the low season, like right now, end of September, that's when you're gonna get a good deal with the woman. It also helps to have, because these women, they get paid in dollars, right? So it helps to have $100 on you and be like, hey, I got the $100 right here, baby mama, right? So, I took her back to my place. Again, it was 40 minutes. I fucked her for about 20 minutes, but the sex was lackluster, okay? Let me say that one more time. Sex with a prostitute is lackluster, okay? As you guys know, I hooked up with this girl in San Cristobal. She fucked my brains out. Compared to the sex I had with the girl in San Cristobal, after 15 minutes, I don't think I fucked her for a full 20 minutes. After like 15 minutes, I'm like, I'd just rather talk to you than fucking fuck you. That's how lackluster the sex was. So, before I got on top of her, her number one rule was no kissing, okay? Apparently, with prostitutes, kissing is not something that they do. Number two, you know, she didn't speak English, so we were using Google Translate, right? So, she told me that this is not a relationship, this is strictly about sex. So, apparently, a lot of thirsty foreigners out there want to wife up a freaking prostitute. So, no kissing, and it's obviously strictly about sex, and it's not a relationship, which, duh, but again, this goes to show you there are people out there who are desperate, probably Western people, who will wife up a freaking prostitute. So, when I sat and talked to her, well, first of all, she's 32 years old. She has two kids, one 10, one 12. So obviously she had kids when she was 20 years old. She's divorced, surprise, surprise. But the thing is, her husband left her for a younger woman, okay? So apparently, guys, in Colombia, men in Colombia are known to leave their wives and get a younger model, you know, younger, hotter model. So what she's doing is she's been in Playa del Carmen for 6 months, and she makes about $1,000 a week. Now this girl, she tells me on average, she fucks two guys a day, you know, maybe one, maybe two. Again, if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, she may not fuck anybody. So this is why I was able to get her for $100 and not $200, because again, I got her on a slow night. So she told me that she averages about $1,000 a week, okay? That's fucking $4,000 a month, you know? Simply 3 hours worth of work. And again, she works between... She told me that her work schedule is 12 to 3 in the morning. So she works 3 hours. She fucks a guy in the area for 1 hour. Then she comes back down, you know, tries to fuck another dude. So imagine if she was fucking two dudes and each one was paying $400. You know, that would be close to $3,000 a week if you think about it. But again, you know, slow nights, you may not fuck anybody, or you may fuck one person at a discount, which what happened to my case. So on average, she makes $1,000 a week. So I asked her, do you like doing this? She's like, no, I don't like being a prostitute. So I asked her, well, why are you doing it? She told me that she's doing it so she can fund her own beauty business back in Bogota, Colombia. Now, this reminded me a lot of my ex. So as you guys know, a couple of years ago, I was married to a prostitute. Now, in my defense, she did the whole Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, praise Jesus, But the reality of the matter was, she was a prostitute, no different than this streetwalker I fucked last night. So there are two things you got to learn from here. Actually, a couple of things, not just two, okay? Number one, women who become prostitutes, they usually have been alpha widowed. By that means they truly loved the guy, and then that guy broke it off with them, and these women became, their hearts were so broken that the only way they can feel good about themselves is to actually go out and sleep with other men, because that way they get to say to themselves, oh, I'm still desirable, other guys want me, right? But nevertheless, guys, once a woman becomes alpha widowed, her heart will never ever be healed. Let me say that one more time, okay? Once a woman gets alpha widowed, especially if the guy dumps her, not she dumps him, not he dies and, you know, she's now alone, but if the alpha guy dumps the girl, she will forever become alpha widowed, and her heart will never ever be healed. Okay, that's number one. All right, number two, when they become a prostitute, okay, they don't like their job. They hate being a prostitute, but they do it for two reasons. Again, reason number one, they do it as a way to subconsciously tell their ex alpha male partner, who probably long forgot about them, oh, look, I'm desirable. There are guys out there who'll fuck me, 2, 3, 4 guys a night, and they'll pay $100. You see, a woman like that, she is forever damaged, okay? I know M from the 33 Secrets, he talks about the DG, which according to him stands for damaged goods. With me, Amr Mitwali, I refer to this woman as FEDS, F-E-D, forever damaged, okay? So when they become prostitute guys, the sex is gonna be lackluster. luster, you know. And when I was having sex with the ex, the sex with the ex is lackluster, you know. Fortunately for me, I've had sex before, so I'm like, wait a second. The sex with the ex, this sex sucks, man. Not sucks in the good way, to be honest with you. It really did suck having sex with the ex compared to other women that I had one night stands with, okay? So, women who have been dumped, who are forever damaged, fits, as I call them, guys, they're gonna be on the rebound looking for somebody who is the total opposite of the alpha male who bumped and dumped them and broke their hearts, okay? So, as you guys know, I divorced the hoe within a month of being married. A lot of people out there, man, they told me, Amar, you guys have been only married for a month. You should try to work it out, hang in there any longer. But you guys have to remember, man, when I married the hoe, I think I married her when? 2017, 2018. When I married the hoe, I was already red pilled, guys, okay? So I knew from my red pill experience that this girl was not interested in me like that. You know, yeah, sure, she was telling me how much she loves me. She was blowing up my phone. You know, she was sucking my dick. But the reality of the matter is she didn't love me like that. You know, she loved the fact I could bring her to America. So, my ex made her business, okay? My ex has a successful business now. She has a beauty business, right? So, the money that she put up to start her beauty business, guess how she made that money? She made that money by sleeping around. And again, guys, according to the prostitute I was with last night, these women don't like being prostitutes. If you guys remember, last time I was in Playa del Carmen, I did a long-ass video where I told you that these prostitutes are dead on the inside. You can see it in their eyes. You can feel their soul. You can feel that these prostitutes indeed are dead on the inside, right? You guys remember that video. So, this prostitute, a lot like my ex, she was dead on the inside, you know, in bed. The sex was lackluster, guys. I mean, like I said, you know, I fucked this bitch for like 15 minutes, and I'm like, you know what? I just don't even want to come inside you. I just, let me talk to you, get some intel, and, you know, report back to you guys, because having sex with you just was not fulfilling, you know. That girl in San Cristobal, man, woo-hoo. Yeah, sure, she's a single mom, trashy hoe, but damn, the sex is mind-blowing. And see, that's the difference between a girl who genuinely desires you versus a girl who is getting paid to have sex with you, you know? I told you, the San Cristobal girl, you know, I went to the bar, she saw me, and yeah, she's the one who initiated the interaction, so. And again, she went home with me same night. See, this is what I want you guys out there to learn, man. The best way to know if a girl genuinely desires you is if you're able to fuck her on the same night. I know a lot of guys out there, they say, hey, Amar, if you fuck a girl on the same night, that means she's a hoe. Guys, they're all hoes. Have you guys not figured that part out? You know? What's the point of having a woman make you wait 3 days for sex when she has a body count of over 100, you know? There was this girl, I know a lot of people made a video about her here in the Manosphere, but there was this OnlyFans model or thought who is selling her pussy on the internet, and she tells her dates, I'm not gonna sleep with you on the first date. I'll sleep with you on the third date. It's like, bitch, millions of guys out there have seen your pussy on the internet, and you're gonna tell me that I'm a woman who has dignity, integrity, and honor, I don't sleep around on the first day? Fuck you, bitch. So, in 2022, guys, all women are sharmutas. They're all dirty, dirty hoes. So, best example of a girl who likes you like that, she fucks you on the first night, okay? If the bitch doesn't fuck you on the first night, she's not interested in you. Let me say that one more time. If the bitch doesn't fuck you on the first night, she's not interested in you like that. Period. Okay? This is what you guys have to understand. It's very imperative. Okay? If a girl is sexually interested in you, she will sleep with you on the first night. I know a lot of guys out there, they say, well, if she slept with you on the first night, how many other guys did she sleep with on the first night? See, this is what guys need to understand. Woman will not sleep with you on the first night unless they genuinely desire you, okay? If a woman had 100 men, out of those 100 men, she might only sexually desire 3 of them. If a woman had 100 men, she might only desire 3 of them. So just because a woman sleeps with you on the first night, you know, assuming she's not drunk, okay? You know, assuming you didn't slip her a little something, something. We call that the Yogi Obes on this channel, okay? If a woman is sane and she sleeps with you on the first night, it's because she's interested in you like that, and she doesn't do that with everybody, guys, okay? Women do not sleep with every guy on the first night unless, of course, you know, she's drunk, you slipped her a little something something, or she's a fucking prostitute, okay? Now, going back to my case with the ex, okay? The ex, she wanted me to pay for her business, right? You know, the ex, she made her money by being a prostitute, a streetwalker in Dubai, like this bitch that I fucked last night, okay? That's how the ex made her money. She built up her business, and she wanted me to fund her business. That way, every dollar or Egyptian pound she makes is pure profit for her, okay? In other words, I was the beta bucks deluxe for my ex, okay? So, sleeping with this prostitute last night, man, I don't want to say it opened my eyes, but it really did confirm everything that I thought happened but did not have actual confirmation for. See, this is why I slept with the prostitute, okay? I didn't sleep with the prostitute because I got fucking horny, okay? I can go to San Cristobal, fuck my girl right there, no problem, okay? I slept with this girl so I can show you guys out there who are always complaining, oh, I can't get my pee-pee touched. It's like, bro, $150 round trip ticket, come to Cancun, rent a car for $20, get yourself a nice Airbnb right on 5th Avenue, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, in the slow season, go up to a prostitute and be like, hey, how much? Then you negotiate with her a little bit, you will get her down to about $100 for at least half an hour, okay? So, this prostitution thing, I'm never ever gonna do again because, first of all, I didn't do it because I was horny. I did it for experimenting and showing you guys out there that yes, you can hop on a plane and fuck a girl the same day. Literally, guys, I fucked this girl same day. Imagine this, right? You fly, okay, imagine this. Okay, imagine this, right? You get yourself a round trip ticket from Lauderdale to Cancun, $170, okay? You come to Cancun in the morning, around 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, okay? You rent a car around 10 o'clock, okay? You rent a car, $20, or you can take an ADU bus, $13. You go to Playa del Carmen, okay? You get yourself a nice Airbnb, $70. By the way, guys, the host sent me a reservation website that they own that's totally out of Airbnb, so you guys can get that apartment cheaper than Airbnb. If any of you are interested, hit me up in the PM section on MGTOW TV, and I'll give you the website so you can rent the apartment I had for under $70 in Playa del Carmen. It was a nice apartment, it was. So, anyways, so $170 ticket, you know, $20 car rental, or a $13 one-way ticket on the ADU bus from, and just to let you guys know, you can take the ADU bus from the airport directly to Fifth Avenue. You don't even have to take a taxi in Playa del Carmen or walk a long distance to get to your Airbnb, okay? Now with me, I rent cars because I do a lot of traveling. Like I said, I'm going to Merida now. But if I just wanted to get my dick wet, this is my game plan. If my game plan was to get sex only, my game plan would be this, guys, okay? $170 round trip ticket. Boom. $13 ADU bus ticket to Playa del Carmen. Boom. $70 Airbnb. Boom. So right now, $170 ticket, $70 Airbnb, that's $240. Let's say $30 in ADU tickets, because the one way is a $13. So obviously going back to the airport would be another $13. So $170, $70, $30. So $270, okay? So for $270, you are in Playa del Carmen, round trip ticket, round trip airplane ticket for $170, round trip ADU bus ticket for $30. You can get a, you can rent a car for $20 if you want, okay? So now you wanna fuck bitches, okay? If your Airbnb is right on Fifth Avenue, as in my case, you can fuck 4 bitches in one day. Let me say that one more time. You can fuck 4 bitches in one day. So, again, women, they start working from 11 to 3. So just when, once you're done fucking a bitch, go back down, get yourself another bitch, and fuck her. So you can fuck 4, maybe even 5 or 6 women in one day right there, okay? So do the math, guys. $100 times how many women you want to fuck. And again, there are dozens of prostitutes, and they're all Latinas. Most of them are Colombian and Venezuelan, by the way, okay? So for all of you guys out there who are in Venezuelan, into Venezuelan chicks, man, you got your Venezuelans, you got your Colombiana, you got some of the hottest women on the face of the planet right there. So for those of you guys out there who work at Popeyes, You know, you do Uber. All you have to do, guys, is save up $1,000, right? Save up $1,000, okay? $170 round trip ticket, $70 nice Airbnb, $30 round trip ticket on the Adu bus, $270, you know, $500 to fuck hot bitches. You'll fuck five hot bitches. I don't know if any of you guys can fuck five bitches in one night, but hey, if you can, more power to you, I guess, right? So that's so 5 times 270 is what? Oh, I'm sorry, 5 plus 270 is what? That's 770. So for under $800, guys, for under $800, you can fuck hot bitches, come to Mexico, enjoy going to Cozumel. You know, enjoy being in a Caribbean locale, and eat fine food on Fifth Avenue. So for under $1,000, you can get all the sex you want, enjoy the beaches, you know, go to a foreign locale, you know, something exotic, for under $1,000 motherfucking. So for anybody watching this video, okay, if you're watching this video, you have no right. You have no right to cry about women. You have no right to say, oh, woman don't want me. No woman wants to touch my pee-pee. I'm gonna die of virgin, bro. I just gave you the perfect game plan. Come here. Get yourself a prostitute. $100. Come in the low season, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you'll fuck all the bitches that you can possibly fuck, okay? $100 each bitch, okay? So, overall, guys, I did enjoy getting this information from the prostitute. The sex was lackluster, and again, guys, you are dealing with an alpha widow. You are dealing with a woman who got her heart permanently broken, and she will forever be damaged, okay? I'm calling them a fatty, right? Forever damaged woman. She will never, ever love another man. She will never, ever desire to be with another man. So this is why you guys out there who find yourself in a relationship with a woman who is not giving you sex, a woman who is mistreating you, okay? You need to understand, man. Most of you guys are going to be a alpha widowed woman consolation prize. Let me say that one more time. Most men out there are a consolation prize to women who have been alpha widowed. This is why these women have no problem divorce raping you. They have no problem lying to you about maternity tests. You know, those are not your kids. See, when a woman is alpha widowed, okay, she has to get her hands on a man who is total opposite of the alpha male who dumped her. You see, when a woman gets her heart broken, she has very low self-esteem. She's insecure. I mean, think about it, man. For you to be a streetwalker as a woman, I mean, you don't respect yourself. Let's keep it 100, man. Women who are streetwalkers, they do not respect themselves. And again, she got her heart irreparably damaged by an alpha male. She is forever insecure. She has low self-esteem. And you guys out there, please, please, please don't be Captain Save-A-Ho, okay? Okay, guys? Don't say, oh, her husband or her boyfriend was a piece of shit. He mistreated her. He beat her. He cheated on her. Please don't be Captain Save-A-Ho and be like, well, I'm going to be the total opposite of him. I'm going to take good care of her. I'm going to love her, bro. Bro. First of all, she is forever damaged, okay? Her heart belongs to the guy who imprinted her. That's number one. Number two, the only reason she's with you, it's because you are the total and complete opposite of the alpha male partner who beat the shit out of her, cheated on her, and dumped her. I know to you that sounds good, but she doesn't respect you, man. Okay? She doesn't respect you. She doesn't like you. She's with you because you're too blue-pilled. You're too nice of a guy. She can use and abuse you all she wants, and you're always gonna take her shit, okay? And this is why I will never ever be with a prostitute ever again, because like MD over at Smash TV told me a long time ago, women who become prostitutes, they usually have some sort of irreparable trauma, okay? And again, that trauma is that they had an alpha male boyfriend, someone that they truly loved, and he dumped her, breaking her heart for eternity. So, you guys out there need to understand something, man. Unless you are her first, chances are she's gonna have that one or two alpha males who she really, really desires. I mean, you look at fucking Will Smith's wife, Jada, right? You look at fucking Will Smith's wife. This bitch was madly in love with Tupac Shakur. And even though Tupac Shakur was murdered, you know, he didn't dump her, he was murdered. She never, ever healed. She never, ever got over Tupac Shakur. This is why she treats Will Smith like total shit. You know, Will Smith, he's not a beta male. He's not a beta male. He's not ugly. But the fact that this woman gave her heart to Tupac Shakur, and when Tupac Shakur was murdered, she was damaged to the point where she cannot be healed ever again. No matter what man she'll get with, she was always, always gonna treat that man like shit. And, you know, this is why I left the X-Men. As you guys know, I divorced a bitch in less than a month. And I did that because I know, since she got her heart broken by an alpha male, that no matter what I do, what I say, she's never ever gonna respect me, and that things will always get worse. They will never ever get better, no matter how good of a husband I try to be. This is what I want you guys out there to understand, man. Like they said on The Family Guy, you know, prostitutes are already dead. And they're 100% right, man. Once a woman gets her heart broken from an alpha male, she's pretty much dead to all other men. And, you know, this is why alpha males, aka bad boys, don't fuck. I'm putting the phone down because the police, he's not coming for me, but he's passing by me in a minute. So this is why I'm keeping the phone down. Here in Mexico, it's illegal to drive with the phone. So they're right behind me. Anyways, that's normal for the police to have their lights on. Oh, by the way, guys, here in Mexico, it's perfectly normal for the police to drive with their lights on, okay? Let me say that one more time. It's perfectly normal for the police to drive with their lights on, okay? If they're gonna pull you over, they're going to get on the bullhorn, and they're gonna tell you to pull over, okay? Can you see them? I don't know if you can see them. There's one behind me. Yeah, they're not coming for me making a video for you guys. It might be something a little bit more, important than little old me, okay? I'm gonna show you the Mexican police car. He's gonna pass by us right now. Yeah, so again, here in Mexico, the police drive with their lights on. Doesn't mean they're gonna stop you. And if they wanted to stop you, they'll get on the bullhorn, follow you really close, and tell you to pull over. Obviously in Spanish. Anyways, going back to what I was saying, man. There is no hope for women who got their hearts broken by an alpha male. Once a woman gets her heart broken by an alpha male, other than being a prostitute like the girl I had last night, they're not good for anything else, okay, guys? So, you guys out there need to understand, man. Either you be her first, and not only must you be a girl's first, but you should be her best, okay? Because if you are a girl's first love, but you're not the best she can do, meaning she thinks she can do better than you, she'll leave you, okay? So when it comes to a woman, she has to be your first, and you have to be the absolute best she can do. Otherwise, eventually she's gonna leave you and give you trouble, okay? So in today's current world order, guys, where the vast majority of women are alpha widows, they're not virgins, you're better off with prostitutes, man. Again, I'm not gonna do pay to play because, well, there are women out there who are genuinely interested in me like that. But if you are the type of dude, you never had a woman genuinely interested in you like that, man, just do prostitutes, guys. Because yesterday, I paid her to leave. In fact, I didn't even have to show her the door. She made her way to the door on her own. She didn't need me to be like, all right, babe, don't let the door hit you on the way out. She took care of herself. So, you know, imagine if I wanted to stay with the ex of a hoe of a wife and try to make things work out with her, man. I know some of you Muslim guys are gonna get in my comment section, and you're gonna be like, zina, haram. Guys, I was married to a fucking prostitute. She did the whole Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, praise Jesus, to scam me into marrying her, making me think she's a good Muslim woman, when in reality, she was a dirty sharmuta like the bitch I slept with last night, okay? So you Muslim guys, tell me, what's worse? Getting married to a prostitute, and it's halal because you married her, you know? But she ends up, destroying your life? Or you pay a prostitute $100, and once she walks out the door, you will never ever have to worry about her ever again. Alright? So, that's my video for you today, guys. For the first time in my life, I did pay to play. It's the last time in my life. And like I said, number one, I did this so I can show you guys that for well under $1,000, you can come to Playa del Carmen, fuck 4, maybe 5 bitches in one night, and then go back to America. Alright, guys? And secondly, even if I can get a hot prostitute for $100, because these prostitutes are dead on the inside and they genuinely are not attracted to you, you will never ever have great sex with a prostitute, you know. Unless the woman is like some sort of sex maniac, you will never ever have great sex with a prostitute. especially if she doesn't allow kissing. And that's one thing I wanted to bring up, guys. If a woman says no kissing, that means that she just doesn't want to give her heart out anymore. That means she doesn't want to get her heart broken anymore. That pretty much means that, because here's the thing, man. When I was fucking my San Cristobal girl, we were kissing all the time. You can't have great sex with a woman unless you're making out with her, guys. Let me say that one more time. You cannot have great sex with a woman unless you are kissing her. So if you have a prostitute who tells you no kissing, then that pretty much means that the sex ain't gonna be is gonna be lackluster. It's not gonna be that enjoyable, unless of course you're just a freaking horn dog who wanted to get your rocks off. But when it comes to me, guys, I want genuine attraction with a woman. I want some sort of emotional connection with a woman. Fucking a woman for the sake of coming in her pussy, that's just not good enough for me, guys. So at least that's for me. But anyway, guys, long story short, for under $1,000, you can come out here to Playa del Carmen, round trip ticket, rent a car, or take the ADU bus back and forth from the airport, and you can have all the sex in the world that you want. Yeah, that's not police. Yeah, that's the tourist people. Yeah, they know when you're a tourist, guys. They know when you're a tourist because the cars, you know, in America, do you guys know back in the day, man, rental cars in America, they actually had the stickers on them. But the reason why rental car companies in America took off the stickers, it was because criminals, they knew you were out of town. You're an out of towner when you were driving in a rental car. So they would be able to like take advantage of you if they knew you were an out of towner driving around in a rental car. Well, apparently here in Mexico, they leave the stickers and the decals on the car, so people here, they know that you are a tourist. And that could actually be a bad thing. And the reason behind it, you know, the police can stop you and give you a hard time so they can give you a bribe, you know. I remember when I first came to Cancun, a couple of months ago, I was driving without a seatbelt. As you guys can see, this is like the first time you guys probably see me with a seatbelt, right? Because here in Mexico, if you're driving without a seatbelt, the police can stop you anyways. So I just came out of Cancun airport in my rental. This policeman gets up behind me and he gets on the bullhorn, right? And he tells me to pull over. Obviously, he's talking in Spanish. But when you have a police right behind you, you know, on the bullhorn, you know that he's pulling you over. So I pulled him over. You know, he didn't speak English, but he was like, no seatbelt, no seatbelt. And then he says, give me $100. I didn't have $100 on me, you know. He was like, give me $50, $50. And I'm like, okay, I go to ATM machine and I get you 1,000 pesos, which is $50. So, you know, I went in to get him the money, and by the time I came out from the store, he was gone already. So, yeah, I guess God didn't want him to get that haram money, I guess. But anyway, guys, the point here is that Mexican police drive with their lights on, and they're not gonna pull you over unless they get on the bullhorn and drive real close behind you. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care, peace.